544 on the sports line. Welcome back. It looked like you were going to have a seizure right there.
Well, yeah, because I was looking back and I said something and then turned the mics on and I couldn't figure out if it got over the air or not.
I thought you were having a seizure.
Ironic that we can joke about this. My mom has actually had a couple this year.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm not offended at all because I have a dog that's also had two of them this past year as well. So I've seen them before, but I mean, I'm the kind of guy that for the most part, you can still joke about that stuff. Like, what am I supposed to do? Expect everyone in the world to know that it's happened and therefore get offended?
And I did know, so. But I just didn't think about it.
But it's also true. I mean, I did kind of give a real twitch look back over to the... Because the way the studio is set up to explain this...
Spastic.
Well, for one, who would be shocked that I could be spastic? Nobody, let's be honest.
Right.
And that I could have quick twitches at certain moments. Rich is positioned in front of me, and then we have a computer that we use to record our interviews and audio that you find at Sportsline Radio on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, good plug.
Had to get the convenient shilling in there. You know me, Rich.
I know you all too well.
And so I was looking back to see if what I had said right before I turned the mics on was going to go over the airways or not, or if I just snuck in there, and thankfully it was just snuck in there. It wasn't anything bad. In fact, it's about something we were going to discuss anyway.
It was spastic, though.
Oh, it was.
Very awkward.
I used to be epileptic, actually.
You did?
Yeah. Outgrew it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know you outgrew stuff like that.
That you outgrew it, not that you used to be. I would think.
Took medication until I was, I think, 13 or 14. And then just poof, gone.
That's good. That's good. By the way, this portion of the show brought to you by PowerShares Series Tennis. Monday, October 16th. Some big names coming to the Vine Center at Liberty University. Johnny Mack. John McEnroe. Going to try and keep it clean on the LU campus.
Tough to do.
It might be tough for him. Because I've heard it's not an act, and he's still very, very competitive.
Didn't we just talk about him a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Andy Roddick, Michael Chang, and James Blake. Couple of semifinals. The winners battle in the championship match. Tickets and VIP packages, including Hit with the Pros opportunities, on sale now at PowerShareSeries.com. Again, PowerShareSeries.com. October 16th, LU, Vine Center. Big time tennis. Legends.
Legendary.
Johnny Mack.
That's the highlight, just to see him be himself.
At LU.
You love the irony of it.
And it's just me, right? Because you don't think it'd be funny if he let go with a stream of profanity right there on Liberty's campus? You don't think that'd be funny?
Rich, I think it'd be
you
wholly...
You think I'm the only one?
I think you absolutely are. Yeah. It'd be wholly inappropriate.
Right? I'm the one. Like Nick joking earlier. We're referencing the partying in the Liberty way.
You know partying means, in right, the Anthony? Liberty way.
I don't know what it means. I mean, I have an assumption of what it means.
No booze.
But, okay. That explains why Mark nearly...
You don't know the Liberty way? You know, there used to be demerits for, like, if you kiss somebody before you were married.
I heard about that, actually. Yeah.
Mark told me. Apparently they've, relaxed the standards a little bit?
Yeah.
Mark told me a bunch of these stories before he left. That you couldn't, I don't think you could hold hands on campus.
Right, yeah, you could hold hands, sure. Sure. I think when I first moved here, people were required to wear, like, shirts and ties to school.
Wow.
It's a different time.
Yeah, that has definitely changed. I was over there the other day getting out of convocation, and kids, I saw them wearing jerseys and t-shirts and everything.
Who was speaking that you wanted to see?
Oh, no, it wasn't somebody speaking. I was trying to track someone down over there. It probably won't be the last time I try to track this person down in case he's listening. He doesn't know, but it's now on. You poked me one too many times.
And we'll stop at nothing.
I wonder if your guy would have been a shirt and tie guy.
See that? Ed going to church?
I know.
Just to track people down. Hunt them down like a dog. You're not safe anywhere. There is no...
You're not getting away from me. It doesn't matter where you are.
What was it called? It just slipped my mind. Like, churches used to be the place where you could hide in, like, the law.
Immunity?
Not immunity.
Sanctuary?
Yeah, sanctuary.
Oddly enough.
Like, no one could go in there to arrest you because you were in church.
Yeah.
So you just, like, camp out there.
So the cops probably just sit outside. Right. The moment you walk out.
Coming out sometime. Shift change. They're eating burgers. Yeah. Doesn't this look good?
Oh, boy.
More serious note, though, and Anthony's here. And it's a baseball conversation, oh. So it's good to have
Whoa,
you.
Whoa, okay.
But the little kid who got nailed in the face with a line drive last night.
Yeah, that was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was terrible. And, you know, I want to say on one hand that I'm amazed it doesn't happen more, but I know it does. It happens a lot.
It was in a weird spot, I think, too, because it was not deep enough into the outfield where you'd have time to prepare for it, but mm-hmm. it also wasn't close enough to the netting that they have there. It was like that brief middle period right behind the dugout.
And that's the big argument, is the netting and how far it should be extended out. And part of the fun of going to a baseball game is the potential to catch a ball. And obviously, if there's netting up, you're not going to catch a ball. But you've got situations like this where, you know, people can get injured. And it's great to sit there and say that you should be paying attention. You got to pay attention at all times. But the reality is, things happen. Someone talks to you, right? And let's be perfectly honest, baseball's a very boring game.
Yes, you're going to be engaged in conversations and, you know, crossword puzzles or whatever else you do at a ball game.
Reading a novel. Reading War and Peace at the ball game.
Looking at your phone going, man, I can't believe it's only the fourth inning. Thank God these tickets were free.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe people would actually pay for these.
Oh, my God.
Am I right, Anthony?
You are so wrong.
I'm so wrong.
What do you see that we don't?
It's just so fun. I feel like it's so fun to go to a game. Like, baseball and hockey games I could go to every day. Basketball and football. I mean, basketball I'd go to, but I don't really like going to football games that much.
Why?
I feel like the entertainment value at home.
Because you're un-American. The two of you.
No, I like watching it.
I love going to football games.
You won't eat real food, and he won't go to football games.
I just don't think... I think the entertainment value is better at home.
What?
What did I do wrong that I'm punished with two un-Americans?
I don't know. Aren't you the one eating a bag of tortilla chips right there? Yeah. Is your snack?
Yeah. Does that make me un-American?
I mean, in that
respect, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's a south of the border thing.
It even says on the border.
Exactly.
It says on the border. It doesn't say south of the border.
Well, Mexican Grill and Cantina, that would be south of the border.
Dude, nacho chips are very American.
I think it's a concept that is incorporated. It's something that you can find as well at one of our newest partners, Burrito, with their grand opening celebration 2 weeks from today or tomorrow, starting October the 6th, though they are now open.
You are shameless.
If you want real quality.
I'm looking forward to it. They're bringing some food into us, aren't they?
Yeah, we're trying to get the date lined up for that.
They're right there. Alec could literally go get it and be back here by the end of the show.
Well, Rich, we're disappointed that we haven't served your every single need, and therefore we've let you down.
Well, but did you think about that part of it? That they are literally right out our back door.
It's not like they're driving. What did you think?
They're driving, you know, 3 hours to get here. I mean, they're right there. Alec was back there eating something else during the show. He could have just gone over and got us some burritos.
I have a great analogy for
good.
What you said about your nachos.
Yes.
How they're an American thing. I think they've become Americanized, much like my last name has become Americanized.
I think
over
that's
the years.
Probably very true.
Very good, Anthony.
Because you could say pizza's not American, but pizza's totally American.
Yeah. It's Americanized.
All right, I'll ask you this.
Nachos are an American
pizza
food.
Pizza or pasta, what's more American and what's more Italian?
I think pizza's more American.
I think absolutely.
You're asking Santanello?
Pasta is so Italian.
Yeah, which one do you attribute to your homeland and which one do you attribute to Springfield?
Springfield's got some good pizza. Although we are
Western Massachusetts, known for its pizza.
Yeah.
An hour and a half away from apparently the best pizza place in the country.
What is Western Massachusetts known for?
The Basketball Hall of Fame. That's
a good answer. Because that is about
it. And the Volleyball Hall of Fame, actually, in Holyoke, Mass.
Right.
Okay. Guess I'll visit that.
Ed.
Yes.
Where's the Field Hockey Hall of Fame?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Do you really not know?
Oh, I don't know. No, I need to Google that. That's a good question.
I'm looking it up.
Your wife's going to go all Albert Hainsworth on you.
Ready for... ready for
Hashtag too soon.
Ready for this? It's at Yersinus College. I think I'm saying that right. In Collegeville, Pennsylvania. Maybe it's Ursinus College.
I think it's Ursinus.
Man, show killer right there.
How about that?
Everything comes to a grinding halt.
We've officially gone full circle with Albert Hainsworth.
The Field Hockey Hall of Fame brought the show to a grinding halt. But back to the baseball. How big of a deal is it, do you think, Anthony, to put nets all the way around?
I was thinking about this as you were talking about it before. I think it's tough because think about how many plays are made just by guys going into the crowd a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a net up, they can't dive in anymore, which also eliminates more injuries. But there's plays that need to be made when the ball is a few feet over the guardrail. And I think that if you put a net up, it kind of takes away an aspect of the game. I get that was terrible yesterday, but I think anyone would have got hit by that ball. There's no reaction time at all.
Okay, so that would be an argument to put the screens up, though.
But I think if you go into the outfield more, you don't need the screens necessarily. Like, if you're halfway into the outfield, I don't think you need screens up there.
But at least to the end of the dugout, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's reasonable to the end of the dugout. You know, at some point, you know, things happen. And this is very unfortunate. It's sad. You know, I hate this hearing the story like this. How many more fans have sat close and have been okay?
What do you mean?
How many have been in this situation and, you know, have avoided calamities with line drives? Where do you draw the line?
Well, I mean, I get that, but if you can put up a net and prevent it from ever happening.
Are you willing to lose the novelty of the foul ball? I think line drive, yeah. I mean, my thing with the netting is I would like for it to not be the kind that goes over the top as well, so that if somebody pops the ball up, which is easier to feel with a glove.
See, and I brought that up before. I like the, you know, I think a lot of people like the thought or the idea of being able to go to a game and catch a foul ball. But is that more important than people's safety?
I say no.
I mean, safety's got to come first.
It does.
For the fans. I mean, you talk about it, and, oh, you know, football, it's adults making the conscious decision to incur the risk. Fans, you're there for entertainment.
Flashback Friday, tomorrow at 4. See you then.